the forecast for Sunday? 21.
It's a heat wave.
It's going to be cold, man, but it's a different type of cold. You understand what I mean? It's a different cold. I think the cold out here, if it was 21 degrees, the wind would be blowing everybody up. But the wind isn't going to be that bad down there. We're just going to have to mentally toughen up and go out there and play.
Jose, could you take us through that last sack? It looked like you came down with two men there.
Right.
What happened
then? You know.
And have you done that before?
No, I haven't. But actually, the whole game, they were doing all kinds of, you know, slide protection, quick throws. And, you know, they weren't really giving us the opportunity to rush. But that fourth quarter, you know, we were up by a bunch of points, and I knew that they were going to have to do that. So the whole game I've been giving him a speed rush, and then I just went straight to the power rush, and he wasn't prepared for it, and I was able to get the sack.
How did you get leverage? It seemed like you were reaching over 74.
Yeah, it was hunger, man. You know what I mean? You got to be hungry for those sacks. So I wanted to get them, and I just hopefully – you know, thankfully, I found a way to get there.
Oh, see, how about shutting the team, keeping the team off the board?
They scored 2 points. They scored 2 points.
Well, I mean,
okay. We're a team, man. We're a team. They scored 2 points. So, you know, next time, hopefully, it'll be zero.
What's going to be the key for you guys to win next Sunday?
Pressure on the quarterback. I think that's pretty much the only way you can beat Green Bay. Our offense continues to play well, and we force them in a situation where all they do is throw the ball, and then I think we'll be able to be successful.
What kind of message do you think those fourth down stops sent?
It's going to be difficult to run the football on us. Our defensive tackle's inside, and you know our defensive lineman, the linebackers, everybody was playing good football right now. So you're not going to be able to run the ball, and you know if you can't do that, then you're in trouble.
Did you feel disrespected by the fact they went for it?
Yes, actually I did, and but it's okay. You know they were trying to win a football game. I understand that, but you know they could have had 6 points right there if they would kick the field goal. But they decided to test us, and you know we responded to the challenge.
What was that conversation like in the huddle?
I don't even remember having a conversation at all. It was just, you know, we're gonna stop these people, and that's what happened.
That's three of those stops in 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed hard enough to stop one. What does it say about you guys 3 for 3?
I don't think Green Bay's going to be trying that. You know, I think they're probably going to kick. But we'll see. Well, if they do, they're going to pass the ball. I don't think they're going to try to run up the middle. Not with Chris Canning and Joseph and Rocky Bernard and all those guys in there.
But they would rather throw the ball anyway, Green Bay. Right?
Yeah, but, you know, they run the ball, though, to keep you off balance a little bit. They're not just going to sit back there and pass all day, especially not with the pass rush that we're going to present to them. So, you know, they're going to run the football a little bit, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
You missed it the first time around.
I did. You know,
What can you mean in a rematch?
Well, we'll see. You know, obviously Jason was in there last game, and you know he's an outstanding football player himself. So, you know, I'm gonna come in there. I'm gonna try to do my thing, and you know, we'll present a different challenge to him.
How much did you rush on the left side today?
None
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? I thought you loved rushing.
funny. Did you ask
Perry to? Did you? Did it matter to you?
You know, it's all matchups. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for our coaching staff, they're doing an outstanding job of matching people up on different people. And, you know, they felt that, you know, I'd be better matched up against the 74, their left tackle, and I think it proved correct.
On the sack, you got your hands on the quarterback and then the tackle's just squeezed in the middle?
Yeah, man. I don't really remember the play, but I have to look at it again and see what happened.
What's it like in the middle of the line,
fourth
and one on this one?
I'm kind of on the outside, so yeah. I don't know if it's like in the middle.
Do you hear the impacts of
those things? Yeah, it's crazy in there. You know, they try to get low, they try to blow you up or whatever, but inside, Chris Canty and Limbo Joseph just did an outstanding job of knocking them back.
Yeah. Is there any benefit for you guys from having played the Packers this year, just getting a feel for them, anything like that?
Well, I'm sure they'll probably have a different game plan, or they might try to do the same thing they did last time because they were effective. But I think we're a different team right now. I think we're playing better defense, and hopefully it'll show on Sunday.